by that he's not allowed to be metame lachoisei. Ma Talmud loima, harei shahoya hoilech lishchoit es pischoi, velomel es benoi. It's speaking about, the pasuk is telling us that he was going to shecht the korban Pesach, or velomel es benoi, he wanted to be mal his son, we'll see tupshotim in Rashi. Vishoma shemeis loimeis. And he heard that a korov of his sister became nifta. Yochel yachzer v'yitame. So I would think the halacha would be that he's allowed to be metame. There's a mitzvah to be metame l'kroiven. There's a predicament over here. Mitzad echod is a mitzvah to be metame l'kroiven. Mitzad acher, it's mutal on him a mitzvah to bring a korban Pesach. And if he'll be metame to his sister, he'll be unable to bring the korban Pesach because he's tame. Or if he wanted to lomel es benoi, so here tumi isn't a problem, but the tipple is a problem. That means by going and being oisik in the kvura of his sister, he'll be unable to be lomel es benoi. He'll be unable to be mekayim the mitzvah of yema shmini imo psara los. So there are two mitzvahs, which one counteracts the other. Mitzad mitzvahs mile and mitzvahs pesach. It would be that he should not be oisik in kvura sachoisoi. Mitzad that mitzvah, he should be mevatel mitzvahs pesach and mile. Yochel yachzer v'yitame, I would think he should go and be metame to the krivim. Amrit lo yitame. Lachoisoi lo yitame. That leitame lahem, he should not be metame to the kreiven. And we'll see in Rashi that the svara is because this is a mitzvah sasei sheyesh by chorus. Yochel kishem she'ene metame lahem, kach ene metame lameis mitzvah. What if it will be the same inyan that he's going lomel es benoi or lishchet es pischoi, and he finds a mitzvah she'ein lo kovrim, Talmud loima ulachoisoi, leitame lahem, lachoisoi udeine metame, avu metame hu lemeis mitzvah. So here, we learn from this posik, that if there's a kovet habriyas involved, this kovet habriyas of a meis mitzvah, so one forgets about the mitzvah of Mila and the mitzvah of Shchitas HaPesach. Amai leime ein chochme vein tvune vein etza l'neged Hashem. Just like you said, that a person is mechuyev to be mevaze himself in order not to be oivel the iser of levishas shatnis, so the same halacha should apply that the bezoyin of Yena should not be doiche the chiyuv mitzvah of shchitas haPesach or the milas benoi. So the Gemara answers shani hosam dechsiv v'lachoisa. There's a gzeres hakosu. So the Gemara asks v'ligmer minei. Good, there's a gzeres hakosu, but let us make a mamotzinu. So the Gemara answers shei v'altas shani. That there one is not oiker iser bekum v'asei. Someone is only oiker b'shei v'al tase. And from here we'll see that b'shei v'al tase, one is allowed to be oiker a mitzvah d'iraise b'mokim sheyesh by kovet abriyas. Let us see Rashi. U'la'achoysoi ma Talmud loimer. B'nozir ksiv. This is a posik that's written by a nozir, and the posik says as follows. Kol yimei azirei l'ashem al nefesh meis lo yovei. V'somech lei la'oviv u'le'imoi la'ochiv v'la'achoysoi lo yitamalah. Then it specifies he shouldn't be metamah to all these people. The kulu b'chlal ha'nefesh meis lo yovei hoyu. So all these psukim are extra because it says already al'nefesh meis lo yovei. V'lomo yotzu la'oviv. So la'oviv prat la'meis mitzvah. That la'oviv is not metame, but a meis mitzvah is metame. That a meis mitzvah is doiche de iser tume of a nozer. Le'imoy ma Talmud lo'ima, mishum meis mitzvah lo'itzterech, de me la'oviv nafke. V'dol shelo b'sifri lilmoid, shimho yon nozer, ze koyin. If this nozer was also a koyin, dahavo olei shtei kedushas, he has two kedushas on himself, av hu le'imayu d'lo yitame, av metamu l'meis mitzvah. A meis mitzvah is doiche two kedushas. Lo'achiv matalmed loimer, arei shoho yo koyin godl, v'hu nozer. Av hu lo'achiv lo yitame, av metamu l'meis mitzvah. If he has a kedushas koyin godl, a kedushas nozer, he's also metame l'meis mitzvah. It's very interesting. I saw the Meiri asks a shaila, how can a kohen gadol be a nozer? A kohen gadol is also begidul pera. He's not allowed to grow hair more than 30 days. And a nozer, and that's the lineage of a nozer, gadol pera sar kodesh, yeh gadol pera sar roishay. The Meiri asks this kasha. The Miri says one teretz maybe was Mekabel Naziris before, and later became a Kohen Gadol. The whole kasha was a shtikel chiddush, because Rashi in Chumash, and the Posik in Parshas Emor, lo yegadol pera, so there Rashi says, al ovel, the Rashi brings the teretz Kohenim. It would seem the whole Issa Gidol pera, God of Reishel Layifra, God of Layifraim. So there Rashi says, and that says in Teres Kainim, the Ramban Afanot also says it, that the whole Issa of Gidol Per is Bavke and Avelis. So I really don't know how the Meiri understood that there's Bechlal an Issa of Gidol Per. Al Koponim, so here we have a person who is a Kohen Gadol and a Nozir. And the Pasuk says, he's also Metamel Ameis Mitzvah. Now we're up to the last prat. If it is not negeya, a person who has kedushas, kedushas naziris, kedushas kuhune, tenayu inyin lemisha hoylech lishchet es pischel velomel es benoi, shemetame lemeis mitzvah. The Pashat we learn pshat, he says, we have a ivrike word, lachoisoi, so im ene inyin le nozer, so tne inyin le heilach lishchet es pischoi volamel es benoi. It's very interesting, the Gram Horovitz and the Torah Tmima want to say that be'etzim in the word lachoisoi is merumez lishchet pischoi volamel es benoi. Why? There's a medrash in Shir HaShirim. The Medrash says, Pischu li achoisi. So the Medrash says, what is the translation? Why is Klal Yisrael called achoisi? Shenisachu li b'mitzrayim b'beiz mitzvahs. The Medrash learns, achoisi is a loshen chibur v'devek. Klal Yisrael became attached to the Rabbeinu Shalom b'mitzrayim b'beiz mitzvahs. Dam Pesach v'dam milah. So therefore, Klal Yisrael is called Achoisoi. It's very interesting. From the Medrash, we see that these two mitzvahs are medavik Klal Yisrael to the Rabbeinu Shleilim. With this, perhaps we can understand that if a person is not mal, or he doesn't bring a korban Pesach, he's nichras. He's in ganzen abgeschnitten. These two mitzvahs are the mitzvahs of chibur to the Rabbeinu Shleilim. So could be that's Chazal knew them Einim Inyan is going on these two mitzvahs. Ula Achoisa, if it is the mitzvah of Chibur and Dibuk, if this is B'mokim Meis Mitzvah, so Meis Mitzvah is Doiche, even the mitzvah of Chibur and Dibuk, which is Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. Ushoma Shemeis Loi Meis Mikroivo, Yochel yitame lehem. He should be mitame to the kroivim. Amrit lo yitame. For that, you don't need a posik. Hoyul v'oynish chites ha-pesachi. It is already the time to bring the korban pesach. The Gemara in Zvochim says it is speaking about after chatzos. So there was already chal on him the mitzvah of korban pesach. V'chol lo'ol v'chayves pesach shehu bekores. So the mitzvah chites ha-pesach is a essay sheyesh bekores. The mitzvah of le kaver kroivov is an essay shein by kores. So im yitome bottle milaseis pesach. So therefore, that's why lo yitame, and esse sheyesh beikores is doiche and esse sheein beikores. V'lomoil es benoi, nami, this is also a mitzvah sheyesh beikoresi. It is a mitzvah sheyesh beikores. It's a very interesting svore. Because we are speaking now that the kvure will be mevatel the mitzvah of b'yoyim hashmini yimel. We're not speaking about the child, the din koris is on the chiyav mila of the child when he becomes a gadol. Here we're only speaking about the mitzvah hamutal al ha'ov lomalas b'noi b'yoyim hashmini, and this mitzvah is no reyach of koris. The mitzvah hamutal al ha'ov. Tomorrow is also mechuyev in the mitzvah lomolas b'noi. It's not yom hashmini. Al koponim, Rashi calls this also, since beklolis, in the mitzvah of mila, there is koris, so it's considered mitzvah sheyesh by koris, and it's olim from the mitzvah of kvuras kreide. Ve'iz da amri, and it seems Rashi was really mefaktik, if one could call mitzvahs yoyim hashmini a mitzvah sheyesh by koris. Ve'iz da amri ba'ar v'psalchim nami koma, that the mila is speaking about its erev Pesach, that by not being malas on, he won't be able to bring a korban Pesach, the mila schorov ma'akev ha'Pesach. The Tzlach explains, if it's speaking about erev Pesach, so why do you have to say he can't bring the korban Pesach because mila schorov is ma'akev? He can't bring the korban Pesach because he'll become tamei. So the Tzlach says it is speaking about that Roiv Tzibur were Tmeyim already. So the Pesach is Bor Betume. So the Tume is not an Ikuv in the Korban Pesach. But the Tipul with the Kvure will make that he won't be able to be Lomulas Benoi, and that will be Ma'akev in the Korban Pesach. And that's already an Asay Sheyesh by Koris. So for that we don't need a Posik. That's Posh. Amrit Lo Yitam. Others ask Akasha, a shayla, why is he bechlal mechuyev the korban Pesach if a korav died he's an oinon? An oinon is potam in a mitzvah. But lechayre, that shayla is not shver. The whole p'tur of an oinon is, loimi boi l'shitas chashi, it's a din of oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. So the whole p'tur of oinon is, since it's mutal on him to do this mitzvah, so mele is potam from all other mitzvahs. If the hachroa is that he should be oisik in the mitzvah of shchitas ha-pesach, because it's a say sheyesh beikores, so then it's not meisei mutal olav, it's not mutal olav likveres meisei, so there's no p'tur avoinon. After we are machria that the chiv of shchitas ha-pesach is more choshuv than the mitzvah of kvuras meisim, kvuras kroivov, so memele it's not mutal olav likveres, so he's no p'tur avoinon. So al koponim, that's the pashte dikro, which is meyuter, that is telling us he's not metame lekroivo. But since it's meyuter, so we say it's coming le diuke, avu metame hu le meis mitzvah. For hu kovet abriyis, v'deiche dvar teire. So here we see that kovet abriyis is deiche dvar teire. So the Gemara answers, shei v'al tase shan. So what is the mile of shei v'al tase? So Rashi says as follows, Dvorim Rabim Hitiru. There are many things that become mutter, laker dvar teure, to be oiker a dvar teure, mibneis yod. This is the halach of Yeshkech Lomim laker dovo mina teure. Uvimnei kovet habriyis. This is our gemore. Heiche deinoi oiker dovo bemaise yodayim. If the kire is not done behedye, the kire is not done be yodayim, Elo yoyshev bim koimoy udvar teure nekar meyelov. But by not doing anything, automatically the dvar teure is nekar. So that is not called, he was oiker adova mina teure. So if he's not called the oiker, no, it's nekar meyelov. So if the reason is a siyog, or the reason is kovad abriyes, we can permit that the dvar teure should be nekar meyelov. So Rashi gives me sholem of a siyog. Kegain, kia shayfer, velula b'shabes, which Chazal were oikir mishum siyot, osadim betzitzis, that Chazal said one should not put in tcheles in a baggage or pishton, because maybe he might wear it at night, and there'll be over this a shatnes. So that's the Gemara's teretz, that if the Kvoid HaBriyas does not create an Akira B'Yadayim, it only brings about an Akira de Memele, so that Kvoid HaBriyas is Bekoyach to do. Avon Meker B'Yadayim, like, but to be Oiker B'Yadayim, that is not Bekoyach Kvoid HaBriyas to do, and that was the Memre of Rav, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. V'haloivish kloyim, a person who's wearing kloyim, oikrei b'maise mamish shohu loifshoi. A person who is wearing kloyim, which we say that there is mechuyev lepoishtoi afilu b'shuk, so Rashi says, there is being oikrei b'maise mamish shohu loifshoi. Now, looking at this Rashi, one can ask an innocent question. In the Shagas Aryeh, another Achayim asked the question, why is Loivish Klayim called his Oiker B'Yadayim? His Oiker is Oikrei B'Maise Mameshu Loivshoi. It's Shev Al Tas. He's not doing anything. He's not taking it off. He's not doing anything. That's called Shev Al Tas. No, he's not doing anything. Memele, his Lovush B'Klayim. Why does Rashi call this that is oiker be oikrei be maise mamish shehu loifshon? We have a similar lashon, and we have a similar gemara in Malkus, Bav Chof Aleph Amud Beis. The gemara says, if a person is wearing a baggage shel shatnis, and he's warned that he shouldn't be wearing this baggage, and you warn him 5 times, and he has time to take it off, and he doesn't take it off, he gets 5 times Malkus. So there the Ritvin Malkus brings down the Shaila, how can he get 5 times Malkus? He's not doing anything. It's a lav she'ein by Maisa. He's not doing a Maisa. He only like an a lav she'yesh by Maisa. So the Ritvin says a loshim, which sounds similar to Rashi. He says, kiven de'enai poishit va'oimid b'malbushoi. He's not taking it off, and he's melubish in the baggage. Zechoshiv Maise. This is considered a Maise. The Bechlal loy silbash the Omar Rachmone hu shaloy yamid lovush. Loy silbash means he shouldn't remain lovush. The Zechoshiv loy kolsho ki ilu loyvish. And he brings a raya from our Gemara that it's called Kumvasei. The Cheshvina loy kilu loyvish achshav. So, it's not too much of a truth, eh? We just have a problem over there also. We don't understand what the lum this is. But he seems he's madgish. Leisilbash means shalayamid lovush. There's the oitzim of Oshay Talmud and Malkus brings down a teires ha'oil that says a beer in this ritve. The teires ha'oil says a meredik a beer. By shapnes, the halacha is the iser of shatnes is the hanoas chimum. If a person is wearing a baggage shel shatnes without hanoas chimum, he's not deriving benefit from it, so he's not over the iser levisha. The iser levisha is the hanoas chimum. We find Tosfos and Baba Kama says by Gilui Aroyis or by all chayvei lavin the surei bia, the isha is loike. V'nichesu hanefoshois ha'oisois. So the question is, the nekev is not an oise. Why is it called hanefoshois ha'oisois? So Taisus and Baba Kama says, ha'toire achshivei hano lemaise. The hano that I am now receiving, that the Taisus considered like I'm doing something. So could be that is pshat in the Ritve, that in the leisilbash means shalayamid lovush, because when you're lovush, you're getting hanos levisha, so the deriving of the hanos, the Torah is considering like you're taking a hanos, the Torah achshivei lemaise, it could be that's pshat narashi also. Reiv achroinim do not agree with this lamdas, the Shagasali and the Chuvis can't be sable such a thing. This is a Sheva Altas, he doesn't understand the... So the Shagasali and other Achroinim say Pshat, so why is it called Kumva Asay? So they say a Yesod, since the Levisha came about through a Maisa, that means that this is a continuation of a Maisa. How did he start wearing the beged? He put on the beged. So we consider the Levisha b'chol rege v'rege is a hemshech, a continuation of the Maisa Levisha that he had done. Therefore, it's considered a lav sheyesh by Maisa. With this, we can understand the Kesef of Mishnah's kasha. The Kesef of Mishnah says that what happens if Reuven is malbe Shimon abeged shel shatnes, and Shimon is amazed, so Shimon gets malkis. So the Kesef of Mishnah asks, why should Shimon get malkis? It's aimed by Maisa. So the Kesef of Mishnah understood that the Maisa is, if he was malbish himself, so this is considered a hamshacha of yena Maisa Levisha. But if someone else was malbishim, then it's called ein by maisa. Al koponim, there are two mahalchim, how to learn pshat, why shatness is called kumva asay, like I'm keseda putting it on. Period. So al koponim, we came to the end of the sugya, that the sugya differentiates between being oiva ra'iser bekumva asay, that it is osir, afilu b'mokim kovad abriyas, or being mevatel b'sheva al-tasa, that is muta b'mokim kovad abriyas. Now, Rashi asks, amoyre de kikasha. So that's a teretz on bitul shchitas ha-pesach. The two mas gufei, shehu tro likoyin ulu nozer litami lemeis mitzvim. But we have here another limud. It says that a nozer and a kohen is allowed to be metame lemeis mitzvah. So there's a heter of kovad habriyis that becomes mutter, even though he's metame bekumbasei. The komeker b'yodayim ne kovad habriyis the lav sheiv al tasahu. So let's learn from there that a filo bekumbasei b'mokim kovad habriyis one is allowed to be oiver anisa. Hainu taima de loiga mrine mine, di hosom, in that case, lav mishum kovad abriyis u de dochi loisase di do, not pshat is that the emison anozer is not allowed to be metama to a meis mitzvah. No, the kovad abriyis is doiche di yisr, that is not pshat in the posik. The mikore, kshenichtav loisase di tume, when the Loisase de Tume was written, Loi al meis mitzveh nichtav, kishem sheloi nichtav al akroivim. So Rashi says here, Amoyre de kelom de sheteretz, and the Rishash explains, the Rishash and the Chavis Yoyer explains Pshat and Rashi, that there's a lav of Tume by a Kohen, and there's a lav of Tume by a Nozer. So by the lav of Tume by Kehanim, right next to the lav, it says, Lenefesh lo yetame, he's not allowed to be metame to a mace. And then it says, Kim l'sheiroi l'oviv l'imai is allowed to be metame. So since the Torah specified right after the lav, he's not allowed to be metame to a mace besides Kroivim, so pshat is, an akorev that never was chal de iser Tume. If the Torah, right when the law was written, the Torah specified that the law does not go, is not koil kroivim, so their pshat is that the law is only on star mason, not on kroivim. The same thing here is by a mace mitzvah. It says, al nefesh mace lo yovoi, lo oviv, ve loy le mace mitzvah. So, right when the Torah mentioned the law, the Torah specified that the lav does not go on meis mitzvah. The Ramban says a loshen, just like there's no iser tumah lekhoivim, there's no iser tumah lemeis she'ein lekhoivim. This is a different type of a meis korev and a meis she'ein lekhoivim. There's no iser letamois. So it's not a din tchiyah.
The mikon shenitam leisas the tumah loy al meis mitzvah nichtav kishem sheloy nichtav al akroyve. Avol hashoves oveide u pesach, but hashoves oveide u pesach lechol Yisrael nema. That there's a mitzvah on Kol Yisrael to bring a korban Pesach. Ve'etzel kovid abriyis nitnu litchos. Here it's a gather of tchiyah. I have a mitzvah of korban Pesach, and now, if there's a mikre, there's a conflict, there's a kovid abriyis involved, so that's cool that the kovid abriyis is doiched the mitzvah. Ha'kolchoch ainu t'dechiyosam, so there the lomdus is ainam b'yodayim. It's not b'yodayim, ela b'yishivosoi, tidocha ha-mitzvah. By not doing anything, the mitzvah becomes nitche. Avol kloim de b'maise yodav yitche, hizir ba'azorosa. But by kloim, this is doing a maise b'yodayim, so there, he has to be nizir racist, and there is no dhiyye of kovet habriyas. Before we learn the other taisvahs, and let's learn the taisvah shei v'al tase shani. Taisvus asks this kasha of Rashi. V'imtoimer, nozer v'koyin godol, kumaseihu, diyetama lemeis, v'af al pikein, he's allowed to be metama, so you see that kovet habriyas is doiche afilu bekum vasei. V'tiritz Rashi, v'kro golilon, the lav, the lo yetama, lo inema agabe meis mitzvah. The posik is, that after I have the heter, so the posik is telling me, not that it's a tchiyah, nor that there's no issa b'chlal by a meis mitzvah. So Taisvis, this tachroinim were mamtik in Rashi, that it matters how the posik is written. If the posik is written right after the lav, then I say that this is magdir the lav, that the lav does not go on all cases. If the posik, there's a posik in one place and the lab is in another place, then could be it's a gather of tchiyah. That's how the choyne want to be miyashiv Rashi. Taisvus did not understand Rashi like that. Taisvus understood if it. The posik says that, if the posik says that you're allowed to be metame lemeis mitzvah, so that's a raya, there's no issa. So Taisvus is going to ask a kasha, so all the dinei tchiyah, the Torah says you're allowed to be doicha alav v'mokim esse, so also say, that there never was an issa. V'loi nehire. Dim kein kol mokim dem rinin she'ese doiche loisase. Whenever there's a din tchiyah, likri sheva al tase. The word, these four words I don't understand. But l'cheir ha'tais is asking, why is it called tchiyah? V'haich kori le tchiyah. Eime she'ene tchiyah. Da hosem loi nemer alav. Say also the same thing. If you say that, since you see that there's a din tchiyah, so that's a raya that it never was an issa. So say the same thing over here also. Hayich kori leitchiyah, eimish ein. It's not called esed doicha loisase. From here I see that is no loisase v'mokim esed. V'oid dohamila v'tomid u'pesach t'docho Shabbos, k'demrinim pekei lo dvorim. So there also, we learn now, b'mayade efilu b'shabbos, b'yoyim efilu b'shabbos, al me mikri shaper d'chiyah. It's called The Ramban, in the Chiddushim and Brochis, says a little different beer in Shitas Rashi. The Ramban says that the mitzvah of meis mitzvah is always betumeh. And if a nozer is mitzuveh to be mekaber a meis mitzvah, So the Torah is telling us that in the mitzvah also always comes with tumah. So the Torah is telling us a nozer is not mitzuveh and tumas meis mitzvah. And he gives an example. The din yibum. There's a mitzvah of yibum. So what is pshat? The mitzvah of yibum is by eishes ochiv. So what is pshat? So you have a problem. There's eishes ochiv. And then there's a mitzvah of Yibum, and you'll say that the mitzvah is doiched issa. He says that's not mistava. There, since Yibum always applies to an Eishes Ochiv, so pshat is this an Eishes Ochiv she'ein leibonim. The Torah never asked it. The Torah said there's a mitzvah liyabim Eishes Ochiv she'ein leibonim. So the Torah never asked it such an Eishes Ochiv. That means if the mitzvah and the issa always come together, then we say that the Torah never asked it. If you have Mila b'Shabbos, so Mila does not have to be b'Shabbos. So there's a mitzvah of Mila, which does not have to be Deicha Shabbos. Now, if it was a Mila b'Shabbos, that's a gather of Tchiyah. Al Koponim, Taisvis does not agree with Rashi Shtik Torah, and Taisvis holds that this is also called an Akira, and Kavod HaBris is Deicha Bekum Vasei. Elonire de minozir loy gamrina. That from nozir, bechlau, we can't learn out. The malin nozir, sheken yeshnoi b'shaila. The iser of tumas nozir is a iser kal, because it's an iser that one can be oiker ayidei shaila. Vechain mikoyin, that what we hear that a koyin is metamala meis mitzvah, mal a koyin sheken lav shein ishove bakel. A kain is a lav shein ishove bakel. So Taisvis, the pashtus of the Loshon of Taisvis is that these two isurim, takye, one can be oiker, bekum basei, that's exeiras akosav, but what, this is not a stirat teshatnis, because these two isurim are isurim kalim. One is a isur sheyeshne b'shaila, one is an isur shein ishove bakel. Is these two isurim takye, one can be oiker, bekum basei. It's very modern why the Gemara didn't speak about. Now we have guidelines over here. We have Sheiv Altase. There's another klal. Yeshne b'shayil is doicha fila b'kum v'asei. Eine shava b'kul is nitcha b'kum v'asei. That's one kasha that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. But they bring down a girsa from Rav Haigoin that it said in the Gemara. The Gemara asked the kasha. This was Rav Haigoin's girsa. The Gemara is this kasha from Nozir and Koin, and the Gemara says this is a Yeshne b'Shaila, and this is Einei Shove Bakel. Al Kaponim, this is Shitas HaTosfos. The Ramban asks on Shitas HaTosfos, so it comes out that after we come to Daf Chof, the whole Gemara on Daf Yutes Amud Beis becomes bottle. The Gemara on Daf Yutes Amud Beis is the kasha medalgem ayinu agabi aroinis, and the Gemara says, how you allowed to be over an Isser of Tumi? So the Gemara said it's a Tumah d'Rabbanan, it's an Oren Reiv Reidish Hashpehem Chalal Tefach. According to this Teretz now, we can say that was till Davchof. Now that I got to Davchof, one is allowed to be Oike Afilu Bekum Va'asei, the Iser of Tumah, because the Iser of Tumah is Alav Shein Yishove Bakel. The Gemara said by an Ovel, it's talking about a Beis HaPras. The Gemara could have said, but That's the only according to the Havamin. The whole Gemara, according to Taisus, becomes bottle. That's one Ha'ore. There's a Meire de Keshayle Lahaloche, that the Tumas Hadeshin clears, and we'll see it's totally in the Machloikis of Rashi and Taisus. The Tumas Hadeshin brings down such a Shayla. There was a Koyin in the Ramor, in Yeredeyesh, Simin Shin, thinks that she 9 days. That the Rambam brings down such a shaila. What happens if there is a koyin that went to, and he was orom, he took off his clothes when he went to sleep. Benkach or benkach, someone dies in the house. Now there's a problem. He's sleeping. He's a koyin. And there's a mace there. So the Ramah says two halachas. First of all, and there's someone else there that he sees there the coin, he sees there the mace, and he doesn't know what to do. So yesterday we mentioned the machlokes the Rosh and the Rambam. If the person who is over is a shaygik, if there's a din of ein chochma v'neitz and tvune. So the Ramah paskins like the Rosh. So the Ramah says, let this person come and tell him he's a shaygik. He doesn't know anything yet. So let this person come and tell him, I have something very important to speak to you outside, and then get dressed, and I'll tell you why outside. So the Ma'al Veis Adach Van Gola, she doesn't know that there's a mace there, and that's the proper thing to do. What if he was Zera Frumme? He says, Yankel, there's a mace there. So then the Ramah Paskins Lahaloch, Yankel jumps out of the house, without the Godim. Ein Chochme, Ein Tvune, Ein Eitze, Keneged Hashem. That's how the Ramah paskins. Now, this psak is totally in the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, there wouldn't be such a thing. According to Tosfos, this is tumas koyanim. Tumas koyanim is alav she'ene shove bakil. Alav she'ene shove bakil. One, the mokim covered abris, one is allowed to be oikir. That's according to Shitas HaTosfos. But Lemaise, the Gemara didn't paskin like Tosfos. The Gemara paskin like Rashi. And according to Rashi, there's no such heter that one is allowed to be Meis Mitzvah is from the Meisim, that there was no Isser on the Koin to be Metamal a Meis Mitzvah. That was just like a Koin is allowed to be Metamal a Kroivim, a Koin is allowed to be Metamal a Meis Mitzvah. That's it. But there's no special heter by Tumas Koinim. So therefore, so Laloche, we have a Ramah, that Paskin's like Rashi, and the Goin says, Vakel Pashtis is Mashmi like Rashi, not like Tosfos. It brings the Ramban's time, or else the whole Gemara before would become bottle. So Memele, so according to Rashi, that is the Haloche, that if the Koyim finds out, there is no heter of Kovod Abris. Ula Achoisoi, Ma Talmud Loime, let's see the first two Tosfos. Gabi Nozer Ksiv, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yovi, Ksiv Basrei, La'oviv u'le'imoy la'ochiv u'la'choyse lo'yitam. Ve'kulo yiseirenino. All these words are extra. The minefesh meis nafke. We could learn out from minefesh meis. You shouldn't be metamah to them. Tachshinu la'oviv ma'atamad lo'yim el'guv v'la'yitzlerich. The minefesh meis nafke kulo. V'la'ibol u'la'hoitzi meis mitzveh shemuta l'tamiboy. That's la'oviv. Le'imoy ma'atamad lo'yim el'guv v'la'yitzlerich. La'ato meis mitzveh dem la'oviv nafke. So what is le'imai coming? Elohavi shimhoye nozer v'koyim sheyesh olav shtei kdushes, that he has two kdushes. Ein akosev mazirim le'tame elo le'imai avu metame hu le'meis mitzvah. Lo achiv matamad lo'ima shimhoye koyim godol v'nozer the kdushos eichamu the gamboloi nazirus also le'tame le'kroigim. There are two sibis that he's not allowed to be metame filo lekoyvim. Afal pikein laochiv udwayin metame, avu metamo lemeis mitzvah. V'imein neinyan lenozer greide v'loy lekoyin hedyet nozer neinyan lekoyin godol nozer. That's still the word ulachoisei. Ulachoisei my Talmud loyma. Harei shim hoya koyin godol v'nozer v'holach lishchayt pischay v'lomel es benoy. The Ike mitzvah stuve, so Tosfos, the Vayel does not learn like Rashi. Rashi learns that La'achoisoi is speaking about Bechlal, not speaking about an Ozer and a Koyen Godel. We're speaking about a new case of Hoylech Lishchet Pischoi, or Lomol as Benoi. And Tosfos learns, the Vayel, it's a continuation. Shimhoyo koyin godol v'nozer v'holach lishchet pischo v'lomoz benoi v'ike mitzvah stuve afalochi l'achoyse yehudayin metama v'metama l'meis mitzvah amet lo yetame b'nei shekoy al odom shuhu nozer v'koyin godol v'oise pesach. This he should not be metama to a kohen. Mashme. So if that's pshat in the Baraisa, so the Baraisa says, lo yitame, if there's all these kedushas. Mashme da oise pesach reide, if I learned that the Baraisa is speaking about when there's all these kedushas on him, so if a person is oise pesach reide, rashoy letame lekoivim, then he's allowed to be metame afilu lekoivim. V'teimo, the bezvochim, gabi maise de Yosef HaKoyin. There was a maise with Yosef HaKoyin. Shemeiso ishtoi be'erev Pesach. And Yosef HaKoyin did not want to be metame to her, he wanted to bring a korban Pesach. V'timu ochiv bal kochoi, nochiv hakahanim were metame, because it's a mitzvah of lo yitamo. So they held that the mitzvah of kvuras kroivim is doiche dechir of Pesach. So the Gemara asks on Ochiv HaKoyhanim, why were they metamim? It says over here, La'achoisei lo yitame, dochikomo lo yitame. So Tosfos asks, Amir de Kekashe, umay porich. If this pasuk is speaking about a person who had kol mine kedushas, a kohen gadol, and a nozer, and he has to bring a korban Pesach. So could be, dafke in such a case, the din is lo yitam. That's what the pasuk is speaking about. My pasuk, vil meshani hochi, the mairi, the chol kedushas ha'elu boy, ke the frishes, avol oise pisrei greide, eima rashoi letame. So that's Tosfos Kasha if you learn not the way Rashi learns here. Al kein nira leforish. Therefore, Tosfos has charota now. Amret lo yitame. Lo yitame means afilu oise pischoi greide. The way Rashi said over here, that it's speaking about a person who's not, he's not a nozer, not a kohen, nor he's oise pischoi. Vim toima meheche pshitalei amret lo yitame. How does he know lo yitame? Vishlamik the Beresh Rashi. Lo yose ese she ein boi kores, Ketumes kroivim, v'yitre esa, sheyesh by chorus, kegoin oisei pesach. V'gam mile, shayach bo chorus. So, that's how they knew that afilu in such a case, there's also no din of that the tumes kroivim should be doich eschites a pesach. V'im toime ahosam de poich ha-maise de yosef ha-koyin, no, leile Talmud, da hochi mairi boise pischei luchut. So he goofy kasha. How did the Gemara know that it's talking about oise pischei luchut? Yeshloima. So they in pshite the metamel ameis mitzvah. So al kolchoch, if you have to have a miut, to tell me that he's mutal letamel ameis mitzvah, so vayse oise pischei is not metamel akroivim. So Mamela, I would think, so becomes a mitzurif to the others, not a mitamala meis mitzvah. Vechitaim, a mikol mokim tzorich kro de mitamala meis mitzvah. Mimtisha yesh boi gimel kedushes. Nozer vekoin vayse pesach. Chaloi lamei moloch toise pesach greide mitamala kroivim. Even though it is mitamala kroivim, but I would think that when you put all three together, so there's an alimus and it's not metamel ameis mitzvah loyi. The kvar sheminim lo ovi v'leime lo ochid, the nozer v'koyin godol mahani midi lameis mitzvah, even though you put kedushas together. In kein al kochach kroy le itzrech al lamayla de pesach, v'lomali pshite, di metamel le kroyvim, koshkein lameis mitzvah, what have I mean what I have, that pesach should be a mayla. I have a posik le'imoy to tell me that a koyin hedyit is metamel ameis mitzvah. I know that a koyin hedyit can be metamel ameis mitzvah. I would think that a koyin hedyit together with a nozer is not metamel ameis mitzvah, even though a koyin hedyit is metamel ameis. The itzrich trosh ein beis kedushes, avol gav de sheminin kvar de maile, de nozil emani midile meis mitzmelovev. Aber al kaponim, I would think that together with a koyin hedyit, you are not metamel meis mitzvah. So Taisa says, hanami le koyin duktushos e kedushes oilam. A koyin is a kodosh. A nozir is a sibir. A sheichet pesach is a sibir. So if he's a kodesh, mishem hochi yesh lanu loima, ki yesh loi shtei kedushes, the tvei kedushes. I would think that a koyin hedyet, even though the halach of a koyin hedyet is killed in another, but since a koyin hedyet has a kedushes, so I would think a kedushes koyin hedyet, plus the hilchis kedusha of another, could create a halach that you're not metamel ameis mitzvah. Lekach itzerich kro, aval oise pesach shekdusha say lefisho. Oise pesach is not a kedusha; it's only as hilchis kedusha. Im atamata lo lekroivim. So if this halach is not strong enough to be mata lekroivim, who adin lemeis mitzvah mikolshkein, the machlos is litvay kedusha tvei gabi meis mitzvah yosim in akroivim. If legabi kroivim, the pesach is not sufficient. That it should be doiche to meskoyim, avad givis the pesach will not be a sibe, that it should be doiche, that it should be doiche kvuras meis mitzvah. So bekitzel, so that's what he's saying, that's how Chazal knew that if I have a miut of meis mitzvah by Pesach, so that's a raya that Pesach alone, this also is not metamel lekoyv. Inami yesh leforish bekoytzer habraise. Midesanye greida Yisrael nozer, v'achar kach nozer v'koyin hedyet, v'achar kach nozer v'koyin godu, in kein bisvor yesh lanu loimer deine metamel lekoyv kenozer, v'kulu inach v'doik me'atzmach. Pshat in this teretz, this the Malei Rahim says that the way the Tana set up the Beraise, we see that Shchitas HaPesach Al Kaponim is as chomor as a Kohen Gadol. Because if you say that Shchitas HaPesach is not chomor as a Kohen Gadol is a chomor, is not metamel lekoyvim. If you say that Shchitas HaPesach is metamel lekoyvim, so the Tana should have set up the Beraise as follows. First, Nozir. Then Nozir v'Koyin Hedyit. Then Nozir v'Koyin Hedyit and Shchitas HaPesach. The fourth one should have been Koyin Godel. And if he put Shchitas HaPesach after Koyin Godel, so Koponim would seem that Shchitas HaPesach is equivalent to Koyin Godel, that they're not Metamol Lekroivim, and that's how the Gemara knew in Zvochim that Shchitas HaPesach alone is not Metamol Lekroivim. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omalai Rapopel Labai. Maishna rishoinim de israchesh lohunise umaishna anam de loy misrachesh lohunise. Why is it that we saw the deiris of rishoinim they were zeiche tenisim gluyim tanhoge lamaylo minateva, and why is it by us we don't have this anhoge? Im mishum tnuyi, if we'll say that they were greater lomdim than we are, it's not true. Bishnei de Rab Yehuda Kulet Nuye b'Nezikin haver. They were able to learn was Nezikin, and Rashi said the three bovis. And others say, why Dafke Nezikin? This was more Negei Lamaisa, the three bovis were Negei Lamaisa. So this they learned. They had Tirdis. They weren't able to learn more than this. So they only learned Nezikin. Va'anan, komas ninon, shita sidri. Not, we know the three bovis. We learn six storim. And the Chiyav Moti in the Oifen how we know, and the Oifen how they know, I'll show you. The Chiyav Moti Rav Yehuda Beuktsin, Ha Ishe Shekeveshes Yerek Begdeire, Vomrelo Zeisim Shekoshem Betafeim Tahoirim. When they came to these Mishnais, Omer Avayis the Rav Shmuel Kochazin Noche, he had a lot of problems to understand why these halachas apply to these Mishnais. He didn't understand them. Ba'anan komasninen bo'uksim tleisa mesifte. We see, we have 13 eifanim, how to explain it, the 13 yeshivas, learn 13 drochim, and in seder tares and uksim. So in learning, we're on a higher darge than they were. Ve'ilo Rav Yehuda, but when it came to the koyach atfile, Rav Yehuda kikave sholif chad mesane, when he wanted to be maschel, to be mekabel a tainus angshomim, so he took off one shoe, osi mitre. So it rained already. Ba'anan, kamatzarin and nafshin, we take off both shoes, we fast, umitzavach, we're umitzavach by shachris, kotzavchina, umitzavach by mintre, with sliches, gornish. The less the mashkech bon. In the shamayim epis, What all our ishtadlis are not too successful. And by them, they were the zeicher to a very easy success. Omalei, so he answered him, there's a yesoidistik echilik between the deiris and reshainim and us. Kamoi avikom aschin avshayu akdushis Hashem. They were meiser nefesh and kedushis Hashem. That means they did pu'ules lemaila minateva. So the Eibishter goes mida keneged mida. So if they're doing pulis lamaila minateva, so the Ben Shloim was misnaigim them also lamaila minatev. Ana loy masrine nafshin akdushes Hashem. We go apiderech ateva. Mesiras nefesh azoi vayt keimer nisht. So Mamela, so Minashmaim, it's also they go with us, Alpiderachateva, we're not Zaychetik Shom. Now he brings a raya how the Deiris HaRishayim looked. Ki o de Rav Ade Barave, Chos Yei Lahu Kusi, Lahi Kusis, Tahaves Levishe Kabalte Beshuke. See Rashi, what Rashi says what a Kabalte is. But let us see on the right side, there's a Hagor from the Oruch, that Kabalte is Perish Beged Odoin, a red beged. Kigoin Kabalte of the Talnegolta. Shein derech benois Yisroel liskasis boy shehu pritzus umeivi ledvar avere. A red beged is not a beged shaloifshim boy Yisroel. There's a very interesting shach in Yeredeye, semen kufayim chesif kotten gimel. The shach says, ein derech atznuyim liyeis odoim bulvushom. Umesoires biyodeinu lahakbed alze. That's what the shach says. By a beged odim. So he saw a kusis which was wearing a beged odim b'shuke. Sovar the bas Yisraeli. He thought she was a bas Yisrael. Kom kora mino. So he went and tore it off of her. To show her you can't call princess stick in the gas. He golimil said the kusisi. So, kusis is not mechuyev to be lovush begidrei b'etznius. So it comes that he was Mevaza Kusis. Shaimua ba'arba me'yezuzi. So they shats them up ba'arba me'yezuzi. Omar lo ma'ashimoch, ma'ashmech. After the dintoire, he got a little personal with this Kusis, so he asked her what her name is. Omrolei Mosain. So she told him her name is Mosain. Omar lo, Mosein, Mosein, Abba Meyezuzi Shavi. We'll see two pshotim in Rashi, what he said on this. Let us see Rashi. Benezikin have, loy hoyu gidoilim b'chol gemore shel dalet zdorim, elo betlosi bovi shalonu. The three bovis. Now, how does this come into that chof ha-medalet? V'haynilse nokat hochi. Mishim de Mayri Shemoisrim Nafshom al Kedushas Hashem. The Doiris Horishoinim wa Moise Nefesh al Kedushas Hashem. Va'at Hashta Ayrinami b'mi shemevaza atzmoi al Kedushas Hashem livshoit kloim bashuk. So before also we are speaking about a b'chine of Mesiris Nefesh. Perhaps we could be mamtik. The Rabbeinu Yoinin Shari Tshuva says, Tzar haklima mar mimoves. That when a person becomes nisbaze, that's worse than dying 100 deaths. So Memele, if we are speaking about someone who's being mevaze himself, l'kvoit koinai, this is a mesiris nefesh to give sugye. It's mechayiv mesiris nefesh. It seems there's no heter of a chayben because he can still do mitzvahs, he's still alive, aber anochen vei has 11 doses, aber al kaponim, it's a b'china of mesiris nefesh. So therefore, we bring this maise, a hemshech from the chi of mesiris nefesh of levazois es atzmoi. Agavucha, we see from this Rashi, we said yesterday, there's a machloikis harishoinim, how your geiris, hamoitzei kloim bebigdoi, that's the Rosh's girse, that he found out that he's wearing shatnas, he's mechuyev to take off his beged, and that's what Rashi is saying over here. Shemevaze atzmoi al kedushas Hashem. That's how the Rosh learned. The Rambam learns as mevaze yen al kedushas Hashem. That someone saw someone else wearing a beged shal shatnas, he's mechuyev to tear off his beged. So then that's not Rashi shtikteir over here. There's no mesiras nefesh over here. Loi mitzad So we see Rashi learned like the Rosh. Livshayt kloim b'shuk. Amal kolponim, we see the godless of that what a person is mevaz himself al kedushas Hashem. I once heard, Rav Kaisworth once said over that there was a person who had a black hat, and the black hat fell on the floor, and after it was Shabbos, and after he picked it up, the whole floor was nicker on the hat. And he wore the hat, Chazoi. There's a big shayla of Malavn, if you're allowed to brush off the hat. So Chazoi Ish said, this person is wearing the keser of Shabbos. So a person has to realize that's Keser Malkoy al Roishai. This is Bechina Vanezir Alekim, Nezer Alekov al Roishai. That's the Keser of Shabbos. So it's Lav Milse Zutrasi. As we said over yesterday from the Rashbats, Mutter Lichsev Bahai Alme, Mi Lichsev Baalme Dose. Ha'ishi Shekeveresh Yerek Oizesim Shekov Shem Betafei. Mishni B'Meseches Oikze. Tahirin. So Rashi explains what's happening over here. Shemoiskim zeisim im ha'olim. When the zeisim are cut off from the tree, they're cut off together with the leaves. Now, why do you need the leaves of el chagut ha'olim? You're not going to eat the leaves. So you want the leaves, they la'ochzon behem, that you should be able, it's convenient to hold the olives through the leaves. The havalu olin yad lezeisim lahavi lahem tume kedamrinen ba'er ba'reite. That the alim become a yad letume, and that a yad brings tume kedamrinen ba'er ba'reite, which a yad may be tume aloichu. The aloche is a very interesting aloche, that if a dover tume touched a yad, so even though the yad mitzad atzmo is not mekabel tume, the yad is not a machal afilu. But since this is a yad to yena oichel, it's kilo yena oichel touched the tumet. So memele, the alim are automatically yodais for the zeisim. The imkovshon v'talfeim, but if when he was kovish the zeisim, he was kovish, he soaked the alim also in the chaimitz, and botla teiris yad min ha'olim. Then the olim lose the teiris yad. Why? Lefisha kvishe mal kevosam lemrache chosam. Because the kvishe b'chaimitz makes them weak. Ve'einem ruin shuv lechais b'em. So then they lose the teiris yad. So that is pshat in this Mishnah. That is pshat in the Mishnah. Zeisim shekovsham b'tafeyim teirim. If the kvishe was together with the olim, so then, the tahirim that it loses the koyach yad. Havai is the rav shmul kochazin and hoch ekloima. Tama mishnayis alolo kosholai. Kechol akushi shoy shnei rabbeisai miskashim ben bechol agmol. Betleisa mesifte biyud gimbo ponim yesh beineinu. Mishne uberaise sholshishas dorim. We have yud gimbo ponim oifanim of beer and the shishas dorim. Sagt es ulzem gam hu be yudgem opamen. Kein mishnes rabbi, ve rabchie, o mishnes bar kapore, ve levi, ve tonne dvei shmu. Vach minim sagt es, doi rabbi masne hilchese be yudgem opamen. Karbalte, shem lovush choshu, kemoi pat sheyein ve karbaltoi. Mosoin, mosoin, loshin, moson, 200 zuz. Dalet meyes, beis pomim. Beis meis, klaima Hashem goramli. Is that what your name is? Mosain, that cost me a few mosains. So the Shleima Mishnosei says because since it's a goyish name and you're a goite, that's why it cost me so much money. Loshin acher, mosain, loshin amtone. Himtante yisi mistake dalad meis zuz. If I would have waited, I would have been able to save dalad meis zuz. The Mirash Shiver Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Achayin Levroche says that in Yesod, this is the yes. What is really pshat in the Gemara? What was the mesiras nefesh of Rav Yehuda? Rav Ada Barava was under the oppression, she was a yidina. He didn't think he's doing anything that's going to cost the money, if manusha. If he knew she was a goite, so he wouldn't have done it. Well, this felt a mice. So the whole reason he did it, because she was a yidina. No, so she's a yidina, so he won't lose any money. So what's the mesiras nefesh? What did the Gemara see that kamoy ava mosre nafshayi wa kedushas Hashem? So the Mirash Shiva says, that the Mesiris Nefesh was that he wasn't mamtin. That means an Odom Chocham, before he does anything, he does it b'mesinus. you go over to her, you ask her, excuse me, I'm taking a census, could you please tell me your last name, and then they'll find out. If she tells them Cohn, don't get me right there. If she tells them Mosin is a guten Tag. Where was the messinus that a Chocham should have? Verkehrt, we see there was a tiny on Reuven. Reuven lost all his potentials, Pachas Kamayim, because he did things bevehilis, he did things without cheshben, without reckoning. That is the greatest ibud chochme, to do something without a cheshben. One should have done the cheshben. Now here it was a b'china of a'ave mekalkeles as ashure. The kanois, the chilul Hashem bothered him so much, he couldn't be soivul the extra minute to ask her if she's a goita or not. That was the Masri Nafshayu al Kedushas Hashem. Zaysim shekovshom betafayim toirem. Perish akuntris. Kiven de kovshom bekdeiro. Beteile meteiris yad lohavitumen. That's how Rashi says pshat. V'loi nehire. Dim kein. Because that's what further in the Mishnah. My hai de komar alo. It says further in the Mishnah. Why is it toirem? Since they were only nechbash lemare, so therefore it's toil. What does mare have to do? The reason it's toil because it lost the koyach of a yacht. You can't hold. If you pull the ole will fall off. It's nirka. Manasim is tam yesh the betlinim beteres yacht because shloim nechbashu elo lemare. Kach nira leforish, a different pshat and gans. The tahirim, the meduber is not al tziyat. And other rishonim have a moira de kekash and rashi. You don't cut a leaf to hold an olive. If you want to hold an olive, you hold an olive. You hold it by the stem, you have to hold it by the leaf. Rashi is meirdik mechudishtik in pshat that you need the leaf to hold the olive. Lekach nira leforish, the tahirim ishim da oisen olin lechshivi oichel. That be'etzim the meduber and these olin is of they themselves have a teiras oichel. There are some olim, if you'll be kaivish them la'achile, they'll be long enough in the chaymitz, they're edible, then they have a teiras oichel. Aber these olim, ishim the ois and olu lechshivi oichel, sheinem ruyim la'achile, the only reason these were nechbash was lamara. What does lamara mean? Klayim mashikov v'sholim yimoyim loykov shemel laharei shazaisim noyim v'chadoshim. So therefore, he did not make a proper kvisha on the alim in order to make them edible. Mishimochi tahirim. Avol kov shem li yisruyin lachile. Mishoshi u'misakonim l'riyis achile t'meyim. Then it will become Tomei, the Kabbal Tumei, Tleisa Mesifte Yesh, Meforshim Tleisa Yeshivish Yesh Bono Shebekiim, Tleisa Lav Davke, that the book in Mesechtes Uktsin, Alolosh Narogo Begmore, Kamei Tleisa Zuzi Pshiti, Verashi Perish Beinyin Acha. Rav Gidol Ave Rogo, Tave Koozel V'Yosef Ashari Ditvila. He used, so we're speaking about Deiris HaRishonim, so it seems the Gemara brings down this Maisa. That he used to sit on the sha'orim of the Tvila Bai, the sha'orim and Noshim used to be table themselves. And he used to go and watch the Tvila, and he used to tell them, Omelu, Hochi Tvilu, Vahochi Tvilu. He told them the proper oif and how to be table themselves. Omelu lei rabonon, loi komistafi, mar, miyetzer horo. You're not afraid of an isyonis? Omelu hu, domyen ba, poi, ki ka, ki chivri. That means he had no helgish whatsoever with what he was seeing, the equivalent to white ducks. He wasn't a spoil at all from the rear. Rav Yochanan Averogel Davaka Ozel V'Yosef Ashari Ditvila. Omar Ki Salkon B'Nois Yisrael. He wasn't, it seems, the Achonim said, the Rishash, the Bach. He didn't go so close to watch them. Or how was Oitzemeinov. But his purpose was, Kisalkon b'nois Yisrael v'osin mitvila mistaklon bi. That when the noshim are oila mitvila, they should be mistakl bi. V'nehevilu zare d'shapiri kevosi. They should be zeiche to children who are noim, like v'yechnu was mishapiri d'Yerushalayim, and amere d'ketzure. So memele, they should be zeiche to such children So Mamela, that's why he stood there. Omri le Rabbono, like a Mustafi, Mar Me'ena Bishi, if he had such a tzura, such a hard responim, so he might get an ayin hore. He means l'toiva, but others might look at him and give him an ayin hore. Amalohu anom izara de Yosef kosine toloi sholto bei eina bishet. D'chsiv ben peiris Yosef ben peiris alei oyin, v'amaravabor tikre alei oyin, alei oylei oyin. Rabbi Yosef ben Avdin amam mehoche that the zara de Yosef are not affected by an ayin hore. ויידגו לרוי בקרב האורץ, מהדוגם שבים מים מחסים עליהם בין עין הורו שולטס בהם, אבזרי של יויסי בין עין הורו שולטס בהם. ביבוי יסי מה עין שלו ירוצו סו לא זוין ממה שאיני שלוי, אין עין הורו שולטס בוי, תצע מידה כנגד מידה. נעשי, כי קקי חברי אבויזם לבונם. רבי יחנן עודם יפי תויר הויה, דמינה בסכס הפיילים, Shufri the Rababo, Kain Shufri, Main Shufri, we go to Rabbi Yochanan until Adam Arishan. Oile Ayin, Mesolokim in Ayim, Sheino, Sheletas Behem, Shleirotas Alozain, Lehones, Meishas Adoyna.